I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to another edition of Worldview, the foreign policy show from Hindustan Times. And when people think about India's strategic partners in the Asian region, one name that doesn't come to mind readily is Vietnam. But over the past few decades, India and Vietnam have built up a strategic partnership that encompasses a lot of areas, especially defense and security cooperation and energy. Today, we have with us the Ambassador of Vietnam to tell us more about this relationship. Welcome, Ambassador.
Thank you.
I'm going to start off right away by asking you about the priorities in the India-Vietnam relationship, the strategic partnership. Which are the areas you are looking at India to kind of enhance cooperation?
Let me stress by saying that Vietnam and India enjoy the comprehensive strategic partnership, and Vietnam enjoy that status of relationship with only three countries across the world. Therefore, there are five areas of priority in our cooperation, but I just mentioned three. The first one is defense and security. We help each other in the purchase of military equipment, in the training of our services staff, and more. Second area is economic and trade cooperation. We try to reach 15 billion trade between the two countries by next year and try to get more investment from India into Vietnam. And the third area is science and technological cooperation, because India is very strong at science and technology. So those are the main three major areas, in addition to strengthening direct air link in order to promote more tourist activities and to strengthen people-to-people contacts.
You know, in the recent past, India has been alerted by Vietnam about China's activities in your country's exclusive economic zone. There have been quite a bit of concern about the survey ships entering your waters and doing surveys. And this includes areas where India is active in energy exploration. What is the current status of that situation?
The current situation is that Chinese vessel just enter for the fourth time in our waters. We have conducted more than 40 representation and communication with the Chinese side, because Chinese is also one of our major strategic partner, and we have been able to build a very strong political trust between the two countries. So we tell them that they should not violate our waters.
This fourth violation, is it something very recent?
Just yesterday.
And is it a large number of ships?
They brought in on this time around 28 ships. Yes, and they do the survey as they did in the three previous times.
You just mentioned the security and defense cooperation. India has offered a $500 million line of credit for defense cooperation. But for some reasons, that has yet to take off. Could you tell us more on that? And also, I believe the India-Vietnam security dialogue is going to happen in October. So could we have some details on that?
Basically, the 500 credit line is a promise given by the Prime Minister, and we appreciate that. And the two sides are working on it. I think it takes time, because the two sides, especially the two companies, have to exchange a lot of communication. So I think it's on track. So no issue about that. It just takes time. Concerning the security dialogue, we are pleased to have that. And India is a very few country with whom we have security dialogue. So we hope that with that, we will be able to cover not only security concerning our two countries, but also security issues concerning the whole region. And especially, we will bring up the current situation in South China Sea.
You spoke in the introduction about, connectivity is something that you are looking at. Could we have some more details?
We have two good news that from 3rd October, IndiGo will start flying from Hanoi to Kolkata and connecting the same evening from Kolkata to Delhi and to other cities. And New Delhi also fly from Ho Chi Minh City to Hanoi. And that is not only IndiGo, but we also have another budget airline from Vietnam, namely Vietjet. And they will start flying from Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City to New Delhi every day, alternatively, from the 7th of December. So we definitely will see an increase in international arrival into India and into Vietnam by both sides. We feel very excited because this is the first time ever we are able to do so. This has been mentioned on various occasions and repeatedly in the past, but never materialized. I feel I'm very happy to be supported by these two agencies, IndiGo and Vietjet.
Why is it happening now? Because is there more interest of Indian tourists in Vietnam, or is it from there's an interest from Vietnamese tourists also?
Number one, I think that's because more and more people get a better understanding of India and vice versa. And they want to come to India to know the beauty of the country and of the people. I'm a very strong promoter of India as a tourist destination. I have a lot of followers in my Facebook. I promote it tremendously. That's number one. Number two, we believe that is the right time to connect by air. Because without air connectivity, it's very difficult to increase the number of visitors. Most of the time, we have to go via Bangkok, Kuala Lumpur, or Singapore, and the waiting time is very long. So I think it's the high time for us to grab this opportunity to promote tourism cooperation between the two countries.
One final question is on trade and investment. You mentioned the target is to reach $15 billion by 2020. Of course, it's nowhere near the scale of trade between, say, Vietnam and China. But are we on track for reaching that $15 billion target?
I believe that we are on track, except recently we faced a number of investigation cases imposed by Indian authorities against our product, namely subsidy investigation for our steel item. And recently, anti-dumping for our steel product. But the most serious incident that just happened just 1 month ago is the decision by the Indian government, especially by the Ministry of Commerce, to restrict the import from Vietnam agarbatti. And I want to take this opportunity to explain to you more about this. Agarbatti market value in India is nearly $1 billion. And Vietnam export to India just $84 million, which is less than 9% raw material. So Indian manufacturers import raw material from Vietnam, and they add the flavor, and they add the flavors, and they package, and they sell it to Indian customers. Now, when you restrict the import, Indian manufacturers don't have raw material to produce that. Therefore, the price of agarbatti has crippled from 40 rupee per bag to 70 rupee recently. And all these, all the importers, all the Indian manufacturers are suffering. And the public suffer too because they don't have agarbatti to burn during the festival. And the festival is coming, festival season is coming, especially Diwali. And we feel very sorry for that because in Vietnam, it becomes a social problem because most of the people who produce agarbatti are the poor farmers. They do between the two harvests and they do by hand and they roll it and they use Vietnamese machine that they develop to do it. So basically, Indian get the upstream part. And by restricting the import, not only Indians suffer, but most importantly, the farmers in Vietnam suffer. And now every day they lost ten of lakhs even crore because of the storage of this albacore tea that they cannot export, because the decision take effect immediately without a review period or the relief period. So I urge the government to reconsider it and at least to give a temporary release of the currently albacore tea, which is at stock.
Thank you so much for your time, Ambassador.
Thank you very much.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.